music reminds me of that Missoula Children's Play I went to the other night.
Really? That was a good play, that's for sure. But hey, I'm Mike.
And I'm Izzy, and welcome to this week's Kapow.
Hopefully everyone got to see the pretty sweet play, and if you didn't, well, later on we're going to have an interview with a couple of the cast members to fill you in.
Yes, we will. And we also have an interview with the Snack Shack professionals, Mrs. Snyders and Mrs. Sheldon.
I wonder what the high school voted for, you know, like, what was their favorite Snack Shack snack?
Actually, I think pretzels and puppy chow were the top two. Personally, I like pretzels the most because I am not a dog.
Okay. We also have a nice Sabbath question for you. And it is, would you rather have it all or know it all?
That's a really good question. What would you choose, Michael?
Well, Isabel, I would rather have it all. Because if you knew everything, there wouldn't be a point to life.
That's a very good point. Okay, so let's get the show on the road. Wow, that's a lot to cover. But first, let's cover the Missoula Children's Theater. This year, the children performed King Arthur's Quest.
Sounds good. In fact, we have an interview with two popular starlets that acted in the play.
Ashley and Hannah will answer some questions in an exclusive interview.
Yay! Now that they made it big time, their time is precious.
Then we better not waste it.
Ashley, how long have you been a part of the Missoula's Children's Theater?
Well, I've been a part of Missoula Children's Theater for the past 6 years.
Okay, and what was, what's the audition process like?
Well, the audition process starts out, all the kids get here through kindergarten through 12th grade, where they discuss the roles, and then they have you line up and each say a number. This year, there are about 111, maybe, kids who tried out. After that, we all say our name and our age, and then they have us do that a couple more times with different sort of things we have to say, if we have to be mad or happy. Next, we each have our own lines we have to say. Like, they'll take the 12th graders through maybe the 6th graders, and they'll have to say a certain line. And then they'll take, like, the kindergartners, and they'll have to say a certain line, just so they can get who says what line, which way, and they can determine that kind of thing. After that is done, we also sing for them. They go around and they hear us sing Row, Row, Row Your Boat, actually has been every year. So they go from one group to the next and they listen to you personally. And at the end of that, they usually decide who they want. They go around and they move people usually up toward the front or certain places who they want to pick. And when they want to pick you for a certain part, they'll have you write your name and your number down. And you will get your scripts after the audition is done.
And what was your role?
I was Merlin the Magician, so it was a lot of fun.
What did you enjoy the most about the theater part?
Well, I actually really like how they pick us because both of them are professional actors and they don't know who you are to begin with. And so you have to do your best at your audition. It's not they know you and they pick your favorites. Also, I really like being a part of stage productions. I like being in the background and knowing what's going to be going on stage. And I like having the audience not expect things and having them see what the production is about and hear them laugh and enjoy the show that we put on. And acting is one of my favorite things to do, so I really enjoy just being a part of the atmosphere.
Hi, Hannah. So, how long have you been in the Missoula Children's Theater?
I've been in them since I was in fourth grade.
And what was your character in this past one?
I was Queen Guinevere.
Ooh, that sounds exciting.
It was very much so.
Do you get nervous on opening night?
Not so much anymore. I used to, though, when I first started out.
And what was your favorite part of this play, or just the whole Missoula Children's Theater?
My favorite part, I'd have to say, would be acting over-the-top cheesy, because these plays, so much fun to be a part of. It's probably more fun for the actors than it is for the audience.
Well, thank you very much, Hannah, and good luck in the future.
And thank you, Izzy.
About you, Justin, but I really enjoyed that.
Oh, yay. In fact, listening to those big shot actresses made me think of a nice Sabbath question. Would you rather have it all or know it all?
That's a tough question to answer. I would rather know it all because then I could have it all.
I agree. Now let's hear what other students think.
Know it all, because then I'd be feel smart and I'd actually feel like I accomplished something.
Know-it-all? Because then I would be a genius like Max.
I would rather have it all, because then I wouldn't have to know it all to have it all, first of all.
I would choose know it all, because if you know it all, then you can have enough money to have it all.
Well, I would rather have it all, because I already have it all, so therefore I don't have to know it all, and everyone already knows I have it all, so they don't have to ask me any questions.
I think it'd be interesting to have it all, because then you could have all the books, and then you'd know it all, too.
Well, I already know it all, so I'd rather have it all, because then I'd have everything.
I'd rather know it all, because if I have it all, I'd be too spoiled and too selfish. But if I know it all, maybe I can help some other people.
Both. I'm a know-it-all person. I like to have things.
Definitely know it all. Knowledge is power, and I love learning new things, and to know it all, that would be the ultimate. Also, hopefully make me a better teacher, too.
I'd rather have it all, because I wouldn't want to know everything.
Know it all, because, well, if you knew it all, you could probably somehow make money eventually anyways, so.
Being that I already know everything, I'd probably have it all.
Neither, because then what would be the point?
I would definitely want to know it all, because then I can, I don't know. Jeez, I'm really mooning it here.
Know it all.
Why?
Because if I know it all, I'll have it all.
Know it all, because then I could find out how to have it all.
Those were some good responses.
Special K bars!
Haha. What?
That is my favorite Snack Shack treat.
Okay, thanks for sharing that random tidbit.
Yep.
Personally, I like Puppet Chow.
Well, it does have a place in our podcast. We asked Mrs. Snyders and Mrs. Sheldon, the teachers in charge, some questions about Snack Shack.
Nice. Let's hear what they have to say.
Ms. Sheldon, what is your role in the Snack Shack?
My role is to play CEO of our little corporation, of our Snack Shack, and to guide the students in any business and food production and packaging and whatever that I can do to help the students succeed.
Okay, and what exactly does your foods class do for the Snack Shack?
We help brainstorm and plan. Then we also, big part of our role is food production. The production of any snack that we decide as a corporation, and make it, package it, and do the cleanup.
And how long does the Snack Shack go for?
We're going to run this 4 weeks.
Okay, and when's it open during the week to the students and the teachers?
On Fridays. So we use the 4 days prior to that for production and planning. And then we sell it on Fridays.
Ms. Snyders, what is Snack Shack?
Well, Snack Shack is an entrepreneurship project where students in marketing and foods class work together on an in-school business.
What is your goal?
Our goal is to provide the students experience with business planning, developing product, pricing, promotions, creating work schedules, and other employability requirements. And our goal is also to earn a profit.
So what exactly does visiting marketing class do for Snack Shack?
The marketing class does the more of the promotions of the product. It surveys the target market. It creates some logos, some branding. It provides the packaging, majorly just advertising and making sure the orders are coming in.
How do you decide what to serve people?
Marketing class does a marketing survey, and we also this year added a poll on the website asking our target market what their favorite snacks are, and then we turn those results over to the foods class, and then they determine by testing recipes and finding out what is good.
So how long has Central Line been running this business?
I believe this is the fourth year that we've been running the business, Mrs. Sheldon and I together.
Yum! Now I'm hungry for dirt cups.
Oh, I don't blame you. Thinking about all those treats makes my taste buds come alive.
Before we get too carried away with the savory snacks, let's end this podcast with a quote that will leave you thinking.
Sounds good. A moment lasts all of a second, but the memory lives on forever.
Wow. I'll be pining that quote all week long.
Yeah, it's that intense. Thanks for listening to our 18th Kapow.